Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Today, of course, is Freedom Day. How free are we really? Advocate Tsiliso Tipanyane, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
So how free are we really in South Africa in 2022?
Yes, 28 years later, you know, there are lots of concerns, really, about the things we fought for in our struggle for freedom and democracy. We still have high levels of poverty, unemployment, and violence. Now we're seeing the impact of the floods on issues of spatial planning. We're seeing concerned power cuts by ESCOM. So clearly, the South Africa, which our people fought for, you know, a South Africa where there will be social justice, where, you know, the will of the people is the one which informs government, and that government is really providing leadership and creating a conducive and a caring environment. Clearly, there are challenges in that regard, 28 years later.
Isn't it, though, isn't it all perspective and relative? In other words, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, if we projected this, we would say, well, there was no freedom of expression or freedom of there was no freedom of movement. There was no freedom for the vast majority in South Africa in terms of democracy and in terms of the right to vote, the freedom to live where you wanted, marry who you wanted. If we look at all of that then and we look at it now, obviously, there's areas that are vastly deficient, and in some of those areas you've just mentioned. But isn't it all just a process?
Well, look, I mean, definitely there's a big difference from where we are today when compared to where we were in 1994 in terms of, you know, we have a democratic government, we have parliament, we have elections, we have bodies like the Human Rights Commission, we have laws, we are fighting all these issues. So, yes, there has been a massive improvement in that regard. However, on the other hand, you know, when you look at the challenges we're having now, challenges of high unemployment, high levels of poverty, you know, up undressed and all over, one is beginning to worry whether we're not now beginning to be a failing state, and, and therefore something needs to be done. Otherwise, you know, all those gains we've made over the past 28 years could disappear because, you know, states do collapse and states do fail in what we do, you know, in between, whether we go up or down. And therefore, and therefore this is some of the concerns we were having, that, you know, we, despite the good laws and the good institutions we're having, but there's something wrong with this picture of freedom which we fought for.
What would you say if I had to ask you, let's say, for your top three concerns in terms of issues or items that curtail our freedom in South Africa, what would you say they are?
I mean, for me, the biggest issue is that, you know, democracy is government for the people, by the people. The people are the ones who elect governments. The people are the ones who pay taxes. And therefore, if the government is failing, if the officials are failing, yes, we can blame the officials themselves. But to what extent are we as a people holding our own government into account? You can't just fold our arms and say, well, this government, their things are a mess. It's our country. We have to stand up for it and defend it. South Africa will be the country which we want it to be by all of us putting hands on deck and making sure that, you know, we move forward. States are nothing but a combination of people. Institutions are nothing but people.
Do you think there's recognition? Do you think that government is slowly starting to recognize just how problematic some areas are?
Well, it's clearly, I mean, look at the turnover at elections, national or local. Look at the number of institutions falling apart. Look at the report of Zondo Commission. Massive levels of corruption and looting in our country. Look at the high levels of crime. Look at the unrest last year. So definitely, if you are in government and your mandate is to deliver, service delivery is to ensure that this country is safe and free, clearly we have to be asking ourselves a question: what are we doing? If this was a company, we'll definitely be very worried as board members or shareholders. So certainly, we are all worried. Look at the issue. Look at the response towards the around Operation Dudula. South Africans are quite concerned about these issues. Is there a problem? There is a problem, but how can we fix it? There are better ways of doing it than what Operation Dudula is doing.
It is absolutely very, very concerning when we look at the curtailment of freedom that we are seeing. How would you say that COVID has impacted on this?
Well, COVID is a natural phenomena, if one may see it like that. But what COVID highlights is the gaps, the cracks in our systems. So yes, COVID-19 cost a lot of lives, but it also exposes our failures and fragility of the state. And therefore, we need to prepare. We need to repair all those things. So for me, 28 years later, we need to reset the button. We need to press the reset button and definitely take a different approach. Otherwise, we'll be in serious trouble as a country. Going forward, it will continue like this.
Unsigned says, "Hi, Howard. I want to say that without financial freedom to live, one cannot be free." And I think that's a lot of what we are saying, that a lot of this conversation. Advocate Thuliso Tipanyane, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, speaking to us this morning about Freedom Day. Are we really free?